Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, well, you caught me listening to some tracks. I think this is the new Flower Leopard. Okay, well, let's get back to our program here. I'm so happy that you tuned in to listen to the show. And let me see what we have here. Oh, yes, my good friend Louis Mayorga of Louis Seidel. I have some really good songs here from them. And let's really kick it off big this morning.
Sometimes I try to do things and it just don't turn out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And it's like I take my time and I try real hard. But no matter what I do and no matter what I try, it never works out. It's like I concentrate on it real hard, but it never works out. It's like I need some time to figure these things out. But there's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you have a lot of problems lately, you know? Like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay. I'm having some problems, I'll figure it out myself. I'll figure it out. And they go, why don't you talk about it? You'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, I don't want to. Just leave me alone. I'll figure it out myself. And they keep on bugging me. And it builds up inside. It builds up inside. You're gonna be institutionalized. You come up here with my denies. You won't have anything to bring with you just in a way. I'm not crazy. You're the one that's crazy. You're driving me crazy. They stick me in an institution. Said it was the only solution. Give me the perfection of protecting from the enemy. I was sitting in my room, and I was like, scared at the wall, thinking about everything, and then again, I was thinking about nothing, and then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there, and she called my name, and I didn't hear her, and then she started screaming, Mike, Mike, and I go, what, what's the matter, she goes, what's the matter with you, I said, nothing, mom, she goes, don't tell me nothing, you're on drugs. I go, no, mom, I'm not a drug, I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know, why don't you give me a Pepsi? You're crazy. Normal people don't be acting that way. I go, mom, I'm all right. I'm just thinking, you know. So why don't you, like, give me a Pepsi? And she goes, no, you're crazy. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just one Pepsi. She was sure it was my seeds. I ran it back to the next day. Drinking up because I'm lazy. It's the word to help a crazy. I'm not crazy. You're the one that's crazy. You're driving me crazy. They stick me in an institution. Said it was the only solution to give me the perfection of protecting from the enemy myself. And I was sitting in my room, and my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. And I said, okay, what's the matter? They go, well, me and your mom, we've been noticing lately you've been having a lot of problems, and you haven't been acting like yourself. And we're afraid that you're going to hurt somebody. And we're afraid that you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I said, wait, what are we talking about? We decided my best interest. How can you know? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say that I'm crazy? You say they're gonna fix my brain and leave me suffering in my veins. By the time they fix my head mentally, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy. You're the one that's crazy. You're driving me crazy. You stick me in an institution. Said it was the only solution to give me the professional of protecting from the enemy myself.
Doesn't matter the insurance money's about to run out anyhow.
Okay, well, Louis Seidel is playing tonight at the Viper Room in Hollywood. Show starts at 8 o'clock. They've got the White Caps, really good band, Bo Weevils, and it's all presented by Bad Samaritans, and Darlington opens up the show. Louis Seidel is headlining a really good band, been around a long time. These are the original members of Suicidal Tendency. Luigi Mayorga, my good friend, he wrote that song that we just listened to. R.J. Herrera, Mando Ochala, and from Sixth Sense, and Marty Ramirez. And you know they are the Venice Beach Boys. Lewis Seidel, get down to that show tonight and you'll definitely have a really good time. Viper Room in Hollywood. So here's a little bit more Lewis Seidel coming at you.
We'll be right back.
you can pick up their latest album, West Side Familia, Lewis Seidel, the boys from Venice Beach. And if you want to join the Lewis Seidel Street Team mailing list, just go to lewisseidel.com. That's LUICIDAL.com. Go ahead and pick up their album, go to their show, and they always have a really good time. And speaking of time, we're out of time for the moment, but get out there and party or go home. Have yourself a good time. And don't forget to donate to the John Stab Boycott Cancer Fund. And it's GoFundMe.com/boycottcancer. And help out a musician friend who's on a little down on his luck in the hospital fighting cancer. All right. Talk to you all later. See you next time. Bye.